USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is ordering flags lowered to half-staff Saturday at the U.S. Capitol. In a post on X, McCarthy said he directed the move to honor the 13 brave American heroes who died tragically during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 2 years ago. Republicans have strongly criticized President Biden's handling of the sudden U.S. exit as the Taliban seized control of the country in 2021. Civil rights groups are in the nation's capital marking the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march on Washington. Martin Luther King III said it's a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
75,000 people are taking part in today's march and rally. Several people were killed in a mass shooting in a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida. Law enforcement surrounded the building, indicating a standoff. The shooting believed to have been random. Authorities are not speculating about the reason behind it or the perpetrator's identity. A shooting at a high school football game in Choctaw, Oklahoma left one person dead and three injured. Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall.
We have a huge amount of people to talk to. Anybody that could have witnessed it. We have students, we have band members, things like that we need to get their names, talk to them. Did they see anything?
A 16-year-old boy died. Three other victims were treated at a hospital and released. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu speaking out after a shooting injured seven people at a parade Saturday morning.
Treasured community event has been disrupted by acts of violence from those who had nothing to do with the event, and there's no excuse.
The shooting happened during the Jouvert Parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Bob Barker being remembered as the most popular game show host of all time. He passed away at his home in Los Angeles Saturday at the age of 99. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
4 days later, and there's still no proof that Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin is dead. The leader of the Wagner Group reportedly died in a plane crash near Moscow on Wednesday night. Britain's Ministry of Defense said Saturday, while there's no definitive proof, it's highly likely that he's dead. Russian authorities say Prigozhin was listed as a passenger on the plane. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be in court Monday, trying to move his Georgia election interference case to federal court.
Meadows is one of 19 people, including former President Donald Trump, indicted this month for allegedly interfering with Georgia's 2020 presidential election. He argues his case should be moved to federal court because he was acting as a federal officer while serving in the Trump White House. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis argues that Meadows was working as a Trump campaign advisor. During the alleged attempt to overturn Georgia's election results, Meadows' hearing will be Monday morning at the federal courthouse in Atlanta. I'm Brad Siegel.
Two people were shot and wounded during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. Two women were hit by gunfire at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field. While the team is not saying where the shots came from, witnesses said it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning of a game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. Kanye West is reportedly working on a new album. The rapper has been working on new music over the summer, and insiders say it will be released soon. This will be his first album since Donda, which dropped in 2021. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this